Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back to Radio Laurier. I'm your morning show host, Lizzie, and I'm here with
Gabriel. Hello everyone. Good morning.
So we have a special guest all the way from Calgary.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Calgary, because I feel like a bunch of Laurier students don't really know.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, Calgary is a beautiful place. It's currently snowing there, so it's freezing cold. However, we have a lot of beautiful things there, like the mountains. I think a lot of you guys want to check those out, like Banff, and the Rockies are pretty cool. I know Calgary, I guess, has something that where Liz met her current boyfriend at Stampede, the 10 most beautiful
Love dance. Stampede.
Yeah, I know. She was lost in the middle of the dance floor, asked where the line for the ball was.
Okay. Don't have to start roasting right away. But no, Stampede is really fun. It happens, once a year, right?
Yeah, once a year for 10 days, and it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful time, you know?
It's like basically CNE here, but with like a bunch of artists that come and perform.
Yeah, no, we had one time, Danny... I don't know how many
people. His bestie.
My BFFE.
Yeah.
We just went to the bathroom. We heard Riptide. I'm like, man, I love that song. It's such a good. I really want to see him perform. And next thing you know, he was performing. Yeah. I didn't even know that. I was way too drunk to see like where he was.
And I felt that so. That is so funny. Okay. I have a few questions here for our first segment.
Okay.
About relationships.
Oh, a relationship therapist. Yeah.
So do you believe that long-term monogamy is still relevant in today's dating landscape, or are open relationships becoming more acceptable? That's a good one.
Ooh, long distance is tricky, I'm not gonna lie. I think there's gotta be like, you gotta really love someone to make it work. And me personally, like my long, okay, my, I always tell this one, my long distance really wasn't long distance.
It was medium distance.
It wasn't, yeah, not even. It was like 2 hours apart from one another, like just driving. And no, we always tried to make it work. We always talk, and communication was like the most important thing that I kind of took into factor.
Oh, yeah. Communication is really important.
Yeah, no, communication is definitely something you want to talk to your partner about. And whenever I just like, sometimes I go up there and surprise, we're like, hey, babe, I'm here. Like, aww. Let's just go get brunch or something. But having another person to your relationship, kind of like non-monogamy, I guess you could say, whatever that's called, binary, I think. I don't know. I don't think so. That's like, that's not really like true love in an aspect. If you gotta like bring another person into the.
Yeah. Play. No, I feel like people are starting to normalize like open relationships more now. And I'm like, that's not true love. Like if you really love the person, like you want to bring an extra add-on, you know?
One sauce is good enough, right? Like you don't want to overpower with all the sauces, you know?
So true.
Everyone likes a little bit of mayo, but you can't put mustard in there, too.
Okay. Okay, next one. If you had to choose between a dating app that only shows profile pictures and one that only reveals personalities, which one would you pick and why? This is a really good one.
Profile pictures and reveal. Oh my god.
So there's one that's only profile pictures and the other one is only personalities. It's kind of like Love is Blind.
Yeah. Depends. What am I going for here? Like, am I like trying to find a relationship or am I just trying to have like a fling?
Relationship maybe, I guess.
Pictures.
Perfect. Same.
I just like I'm like every guy has like a preference, either they go for personality or looks. Me personally, I can wake up every day in the morning next to like a nightmare. Like my girlfriend's gotta be at least somewhat like pleasing to the eye. Yeah. And I just love to see like, I mean, personality is a big key factor, right? I think I met one of your friends. She was decent looking, but her personality just like really threw me off. I mean, like, she was good in the eyes, but, like, I couldn't, like, I was like, wow, you are just like, dumb as bricks. Yeah.
Okay, next question. Some argue that modern dating can be shallow and appearance driven. How do you balance the importance of physical attraction with the need for deeper connections?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I guess cultural backgrounds is a big factor when you gotta like have a deeper connection, because you can both kind of relate to that trauma, that little trauma bond. I mean, I'm from Albania, so like we always had that aspect of behind like, oh, like we match cultures, or like you're good looking, and then like, oh, let's talk about this, or let's make something like this, or like, oh, what does this food remind you of? And she'd be like, oh, like my mom made this when I was a kid. And I was like, oh, that's so great. And it's kind of like overall, it's just connection with like the cultural background, or like if you had something in common, for example, the school you went to, or like what teachers you hated or liked. And
honestly, like, yeah,
sharing common factors. I mean, like, what's it for you?
For me,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, yeah, okay, cultural backgrounds. Like, I mean, I'm European, like, I'm Russian, so when I find someone else that's European, it is. You're right. Like, it is easier to talk about, like, backgrounds and, like, where you grew up and, like, how you grew up. Because mostly, like, most Europeans did grow up, like, the same way. Like, oh, like, you get, like, the belt or, like, the slipper, you know?
Oh, the belt and slipper, like, the easy
ones. Yeah, that's level one.
And even, like, that, like, last night, like, when we were all just hanging out, I started playing Albanian music. You and Daniel are like, oh, this is our people's music. We're like, yes. And then, like, it was, like, vibing out to that. And that was, like, overall a really good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, next one. What's the most unusual or hilarious dating app profile you've come across? And what was it that made it memorable?
Oh, my God. I was on Tinder. Wow. And, okay, this girl was, like, very beautiful, right? She, like, her first picture was very, like, revealing of her, which is, like, okay, like, we all know, like, if a girl posts a photo of her, like, super, like, you can just tell she's here just for one thing and one thing only. But she looked really beautiful, and I read the caption. She's like, oh, my boyfriend was on Tinder, so I'm just hoping here, like, he sees my profile and has a good look at it. And she's literally, like, going back at her boyfriend driving Tinder, and she's kind of, like, on a way, like, trying to cheat on him and him cheating on her, like, back and forth.
So they were together.
Yeah. And she found his, I think I have a screenshot of it somewhere. And she's just trying to get back at him, right?
And that's horrible.
Yeah, I couldn't stop laughing, and it was just the funniest thing ever. Like, she's just like, the caption something along the lines of, like, since you couldn't keep it in your pants, I'm gonna be here and, like, reveal it to the world.
That's rough. Honestly, good on her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get cheating, but
yeah,
hey, go her, I guess.
Yeah, cheating should not exist.
There's a lot of factors when it comes to that.
Yeah.
A lot of steps, I'd say.
I mean, yeah. Okay, what's your take on the practice of ghosting in relationships and dating? Is it ever justified? Okay, in relationships, don't ghost. Like, I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, how would you ghost your partner?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, ghosting is not something that you want to do in a relationship, that you want to, like, I guess, like, talk things through. But I remember there was an aspect of, like, my previous relationship where we'd get into a lot of constant fights, and I thought to myself that it would be better if I just kind of, like, we lived together in a sense, not really live, but, like, I spent most of my time at her house, and there were, points in that relationship where I just couldn't even stand to look at her or talk to her, so I just, like, go quiet and, like, literally sit in the other room and just stay with myself there. And then the funny thing is, after all that ghosting, when it was her fault, clearly her fault, then we started talking again, and she's like, why didn't you talk to me? I had panic attacks. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like, this is, like, your fault. Like, but then when you're in a relationship, the guy's got to realize that he's never gonna win the argument, so it always comes down to, like, will. How the woman, no, like, it's always, like, like, the Danny, like, drive the car into a ditch. No, you didn't. Be like, all right, I'm so sorry, babe, for, like, not making sure the dish was there. Like, it's like, the little things like that. But, like, me and her are always ghosting moments, and they never ended up winning. We'd always, like, I guess, make up in the end, but it was never, like, rebuilt to the way it was before.
That's different. When you're in, like, constant fights or like you're fighting, like you do need some space away from each other.
Yeah, I think she just, I think she just needed therapy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next. imagine your dating app algorithm. What criteria would you use to match people, and do you think it would be more effective than current algorithms? This is a good one because I've been seeing a lot on TikTok that Hinge is getting worse and worse.
Yes.
Like, it's getting really, really bad because no one's finding their matches. Like, there's, like, the one in a few that are, like, super lucky to, like, build a relationship off of a dating app. Like, it just does, love doesn't exist on online dating anymore.
It doesn't. I even did a, back to my podcast back home, I did an episode on this actually on dating apps, and true love, I mean, sure, for some people it works, but true love is when you meet outside of a lady, like some like LED lights on your phone or like through a swipe of a finger. And the best part is if you meet somewhere, be like, if you meet somewhere, you always have something to talk about with your kids in the future, and just say, oh, hey, mom, dad, where did you guys meet? Anytime, oh, like, we're at a bar, or, like, we're at a frat house, or we're, like, somewhere, like, it's just, like, something
the best story. Places.
Yeah, like, you just tell them something, like, a stupid story, and you tell them the story of how you met, and, like, what you guys did. And
yeah, like, it. A meet-cute. Yeah. Like, that's adorable. You
and
know
then
what
instead
mean?
Of saying, oh, I just swipe right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, that just sounds so ridiculous.
And like, I feel like it just never works. Like, yeah, like, one in a million people, like, it works out, but, like, it just doesn't. Like, dating apps just...
Because I've never gotten a relationship out of a dating app.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear dating app, I think of, like, this is just hookup culture. Like, this is nothing, like, serious
and
at all.
And hookup culture has gotten so much worse now. Like,
now it's expected.
Even, yeah. Like, it's been expected. Like, when you, like, look back in, like, the 90s or something, like, that was never a thing. Like, it's not like no one did one-night stands.
It's a different culture, right? Like it's a weird shock. The older we get, like the more easier sex, I guess you could say, is available, which is shitty to say, but that's how life goes on, right?
Mm-hmm. So okay, back to the question. Imagine your dating app algorithm. What criteria would you use to match people, and do you think it'd be more effective than current algorithms?
a dating app criteria. Probably like looks, definitely. I think, because that's like the first thing you notice, right? Like when people say when you walk up to someone, the first thing you notice is their smile, like their teeth. And then looks are gonna be like priority. And then I have like a certain questions as Hinge and Tinder do, like, do you have children or do you want children? Because that's like also like when people get married, that's like the number one reason they divorce is like if the person can't produce children.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh.
Another thing I guess would be, what do you do for work? I mean, this is honestly just a general Tinder, like, algorithm. I feel like the way it is now set up is decent enough, but because it already asks all the questions that it should. Like, are you looking for something serious, long term, short term, or are you just here to?
I feel like Hinge and Bubble do a good, better way of doing that than Tinder. Because Tinder's like you just have your bio. It's like, oh, 24. Alberta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's exactly true. Like, I guess, what is it? Yeah, Hinge and Bumble make you ask, like, make you, like, answer prompts, and on hand, like, on Tinder, you just,
and
like,
it's more fun, like, you can kind of, like, mess around with it, but.
I like the jokes they have on there.
Yeah. Or, like, the voice notes now.
Oh, my God, they're so
I would, like, go through, like, my friends, like, Hinge, and we just literally just laugh at the voice
notes. See, I hate you for that, because when I was doing my Hinge account, you were like, oh, you should totally add a voice note. I'm like, you think so? You're like, oh, yeah, they're great. And I'm like, oh, cool, like, let me just, like, when I made one, you're like, this is so stupid. And they started laughing. I'm like, okay, hey, clearly this is not good.
No, I never did that.
You were literally telling me the story about you, how you and your friends would just laugh at guys who, like, had them on. So, fellas, if you're going to make something Hinge, let's just make it funny. And just realize you might get swiped left on.
I feel like more funny profiles, like, in my opinion, it's more incentive to swipe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The way you made it sound, that was very, very not confident.
Convincing.
Yeah, not at all.
Okay. Should people in relationships have access to their partner's phones and social media accounts, or is privacy more important in a healthy relationship?
I never went through my ex's phones. That's one thing about me is because I always trusted them. Because I would never blame a previous relationship for the current one. So I always would trust and like, hey, like I'm not gonna blame my last ex for what she did, but I expect so much more from you. If anything you want to do, you just tell me, right?
Yeah.
I guess if you want to go through a phone or anything, just talk to them. Like, hey, like I have a gut feeling, and the gut feeling usually doesn't lie. But hey, I have a gut feeling, like, can you just reassure me? Can I go through your phone?
Yeah.
But if you trust your partner, there's no need for you to sneak up on them. Ask them. Just straight up just ask them. Just give me time to delete the things, right?
I feel like... I didn't even realize. Anyways.
Like, give me at least like 5 minutes.
Okay, Gabriel.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
What's it called? I feel like, okay, I would see this on like social media, and like partners would have like each other's passwords. And I'm like, okay, like that's too much. Like, honestly, trust is such an important thing in a relationship. It's like, just trust them.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Literally just trust them. Like, just go with it. Like, just go with that feeling. Shouldn't matter. Don't look through the phone. I don't know. I just don't have any, like people, like, are like, oh, I used my, like, boyfriend's, like, face, like, when he was sleeping. I'm like, okay. Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I'd rather share bank accounts and passwords. Like, I'm sorry.
Right?
Like, that's my stuff in there. Collecting the test. Like, I have a lot of things on there that are, like, tailored to me. Like, very specifically to me.
Okay.
Like, okay. I had one time one of my exes went through my phone, and, like, she was going to start crying. And,
That's why I don't do it.
So I literally just told her, I looked in the eyes, I'm like, listen, you might start crying, so just please be quiet when you do, all right? I'm like...
Okay, we don't condone any of this type of behavior.
It was, like, dead at night. I was, like, please be quiet. If you're going to cry, just, like, you know, just relax a little bit. Oh, I was tired, man.
Okay.
Poor but girl. I wasn't cheating. It's just that, like, that, like, I just, like, see, like, that makes you think, like, I was doing something bad, but I was actually, like, planning her birthday party.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, actually?
Yeah, because it was literally, like, the girl knew the password to everything, all the notes and all the things,
yeah,
and all the conversations with her friends. And
that's actually wholesome. I'm like, oh, like.
Yeah, no.
My mind went straight to something else. Like, that's really wholesome.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. Next. If you had to create a dating app for an unusual niche, what would it be and how would it work?
Ooh. Smarties for midgets.
What?
Chris Morton, like a dating app for midgets. Like a niche, right? Okay. Like a small group, like midgets. I mean, like, so we have Grindr, right?
Yeah.
Then we have Tinder, which is generic.
Yeah.
Then we have Hinge, which is the closest thing to, like, I guess, dating. And then we have Bumble, which is so... And here's the thing with Bumble. You girls always make fun of guys for crappy pickup lines. Every time I'm on Bumble, you only hear the pickup line I get on Bumble every single time.
Hi.
I think that's a pretty good one.
That's horrible. Like, make it funny. Like, girls always like, oh my God, this pickup line sucks. And then they always hit you with a, hi.
Yeah, well...
Hey.
Guys who use pickup lines on dating apps are always recycling. Because when I was on them, I would get, like, 10 of the same ones.
Oh, my God. Do you want to hear my list of pickup lines? I literally have in my notes. I literally just, like,
copy paste. Let's go through them. Let's go through these pickup lines. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. I actually want you to rate them, all right?
Okay. I love this game.
Well, here I am. What are your other two wishes?
Oh, my God.
Right? That's pretty good, right?
That's good, yeah. I'll give that, like a 5.
A 5? Okay, that's...
I think it's weird. A little too confident.
Okay, how PG are we trying to keep this? PG? Okay, I guess we can't read that one. I used to use Google, but now that I found you, the search is over.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one. Okay. Yeah, I'll give that like a 7.
Okay. I have a question for you that has 3 possibilities. Friday night priorities, Netflix, gym, or drinks?
Okay. Options. You're giving the girl some options.
Yeah, I mean, the option is me mostly, but like, yeah.
Okay, 7. Once again.
Okay, so this can go either way, right? Choose one of the following from the menu. 1, regular hello. 2, a cheesy pickup line. 3, crude sexual advance. 4, dad joke of the day. Okay. I'll let you pick this one. Which one do you hear?
Dad joke.
Dad joke. How do all frogs kill themselves?
How?
They commit suicide. Yeah. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. That's a good one. I like that one.
I mean, I'll do one last, because I like a crap ton of them. I'll do like one last one.
Do you have like a whole like book?
Oh yeah, no, like literally like. Oh. Yeah.
Go off. Go off.
This is the last one I'll read out to you guys. I gotta keep the good ones out of the market. See, the alphabet starts with ABC. Numbers start with 1, 2, 3, but the universe starts with you and I.
I think I've honestly heard that one somewhere.
Well,
a 6.
Let's go.
That is the cheesiest thing I've ever heard.
Some girls fall for it.
Some girls. Which ones?
Not the good ones. Okay. Not the ideal ones.
That's funny. Okay. How do you think cancel culture and past social media posts affect dating, especially for Gen Z? Are people too quick to judge based on past online behavior?
Oh, wow. 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 I don't even know. I guess. I think dating has always had the same root to it as like you love someone. And regardless.
Never let them go.
I think with dating is like when you truly love someone, I don't think so there's anything that can kind of like tarnish it except their past. Like, you never want to be with someone who's, like, been really kind of, like, as I say, out there from, like, both perspectives. A female doesn't want to be with a guy with, like, 1,000 kills, or a guy doesn't want to be with a girl with 1,000 kills. I think it can go from, like, both perspectives. Yeah, I don't think so cancel culture or, like, anything else can tarnish a relationship unless, I guess, in the aspect of them being recognized in the bad way, because you don't want to tarnish your own name for it, right? There's this girl back in my city that's been known to kind of like go around and everyone knows of her. And if you ever mention her name, everyone's like, oh, her? Yeah, bro, I'd be careful.
I feel like especially in like small cities or small towns, like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's easy to have like that reputation.
No, I mean, what's the population here in Waterloo?
The population.
Yeah, I mean, in small towns, you really can't, like, get away with it.
113,000.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller. So, like, I feel like you guys, when we went to the Daily Grill?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing place. Everyone on campus should go check it out. Like, great
guy.
The Daily Grill has an amazing
place. We love
place.
The Daily Grill.
Great customer service. The owner there is an amazing guy. And
shout out.
But yeah, like he just felt like he was still young at heart. He like loved to talk about partying, and I guess it's not like he knew everyone here almost. Like, yeah, everyone loved him. So in a smaller town, you definitely can't get away with the things you would do in a bigger city.
Yeah, agreed. Okay.
I mean, what are your perspectives on that?
I feel like, yeah, it can affect dating. Like, that is pretty controversial, but, like, cancel culture is unfortunately a real thing.
It is.
Like, if you get canceled or, like, I don't know, when you look at, like, someone like Tana Mojo, I don't know if you know who that is, but, like, she's got canceled, like, a million times. Like, I feel like guys who date her aren't, like...
I don't know. They're just trying to find anything to, like, that doesn't align with their values to, like, cancel, right? So I feel like people have got to, like, I guess, wake up the Eastern European way and just find out that no one really cares about your feelings.
Okay, just, people do care.
I'm sorry, but we're not going to get into this topic. Like, they're trying to cancel math now.
Okay, next question. In the world of dating, what's your stance on dating someone with completely opposite political or social views? Can love conquer all differences?
Oh, 100%. They can date. Yeah. I mean, like, you just gotta, like...
Not talk about it.
Yeah, not talk about it for sure. I mean, I guess going back to, like, one of my old exes, she was all the way to the left and I'm more right wing. Because, I mean, Alberta, everyone here should know that. Everyone in Alberta is a right wing guy. And, yeah, no, like, we just never talked about it. We just said, hey, like, she's like, I like Trudeau. I was like, I don't. And that was it.
Yeah.
There's nothing really getting
like
into it.
Like, it shouldn't.
We're not politicians, yeah, right?
So we're not.
We're not going to get into the topic of, like, politics. And then me and her dad would, like, always joke about her being liberal, which is a funny thing. But it's love. Love can really conquer anything. And that's a beautiful thing of it. Because once you really do find
that special
someone.
If you love someone, like.
You love them, you really do love them. And you don't know that you love them until you're, like, willing to do anything for them, which is a crazy part. That love can really enhance that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Grab on reality. And it wakes you up. It really does wake you up. And it's a beautiful thing.
100%. Good job. does the rise of sugar dating and similar arrangements signal a shift in what people expect from relationships? Or is it a symptom of economic pressure?
The sugar rise?
These are questions from online. Let's.
Yeah, next. I don't even know how to answer that.
Okay.
I just heard sugar rise and I'm like,
okay, I love hearing these. Share your most cringeworthy or hilariously bad first date story and what did you learn from the experience?
Oh my God. Yes.
Okay,
give us
like two or three. I love hearing these ones.
No, this one's bad enough. It's just alone by itself. Oh, okay. So, I love telling people this first date. So it was through Tinder, right?
Love you, Tinder.
Yeah, a great app.
Yeah.
So, Shanna being from the same country as one of my friends, right?
Okay.
And I messaged one of my friends. I'm like, hey, do you know this girl? And she's like, oh, yeah, of course I know her. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, what's she like? And she's like, oh, you'll like her and blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm just a little confused, though. And I didn't respond to her after that. All I heard is I'm a little confused. I didn't take the time to respond. And then I was like, okay, so I text the girl. I'm like, hey, like, we should meet up for coffee at this place. And she's like, okay, cool. I was like, I can pick you up. And she was like, no, it's okay. Like, I can drive down there and I'll meet you in the spot. I was like, okay, sounds good. So the next day comes up. I dress up in my best outfit. I put on my best cologne, brush my, like, teeth, hair, take a shower. Like, I do all the things right from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And then I finally get there, like, 10, 15 minutes early. I get my drink. And the dumb thing is that I picked a coffee shop, and I don't like coffee at all. Like, I don't know why. So, I bought an iced coffee, and I was just sitting there, like...
not drinking it.
Yeah, like, not even drinking it.
Yeah.
Just, like, the ice.
Just, like, a little accessory.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, this is disgusting. Yeah. And then after some time passes, she finally arrives there, and she's like, hey, I'm here. And I'm, like, looking around the corner. I'm like, where is this girl? I'm like, okay. I message her. I'm like, hey, I don't see you. She's like, oh, I'm right by the door. And I look right by the door. I'm like, no one's there. And then I see. And she's like, okay. She's like, where are you sitting? I'm like, oh, I'm just in the corner here. I send her a photo. And she comes up. And then I look at this person walking towards, like, to me. And I look at her. I'm like, oh, I'm like, okay, you're a little different. Maybe a lot different. Quite the difference.
So, like, a catfish vibe?
Complete catfish. But that's not where it stops.
Oh.
And then I was like, I don't want to make assumptions on her weight. So I was like, she looked heavier, like, way heavier. Like, this is the bad, like, but this is a funny thing, though, right? And then, she's like, hey, like, do you mind, after the date goes on, whatever, I'm just, like, talking to her, like, keeping it simple, right? And he's like, hey, do you mind dropping me off somewhere? I'm like, yeah, like, where do you need to be dropped off? She's like, at this place. I ended up being a Planned Parenthood. Like, she was pregnant. I didn't even know. So she was not fat. She was just pregnant. And I'm like, so as I was dropping her off, I just stood there. And I'm like, hey, like, I made her both, like, an excuse. I'm like, hey, my dad's in the hospital. I got to go. He was.
Yeah.
So then I messaged my friend. I'm like, what the hell was going on? Like, what? I'm like, why didn't you tell me, like, she was pregnant or anything like that? She's like, well, that's what I was saying. I was confused. Like, she has a boyfriend and also has, like, she has a baby as well on the way. And I'm like,
how old is she?
Yeah, I think she was, like, 20 at the time. So her boyfriend cheated on her, got her pregnant. And then she wanted to get back at him with hooking with someone else, like, hooking up with someone else, which is, unfortunately, it was going to be me. Thank God, like, I didn't. She either would have planned the baby on me, or I don't know, like, it would have freaked me out. But, yeah, no, that was the last time I ever talked to her. And then now, to this day, we make jokes about that girl being using a coat hanger. You know, like, this plan B, then this plan C, right?
Okay. Anyways, next question. With the rise of virtual reality and AI, do you see a future where people might prefer relationships with virtual partners over real ones?
That's a thing now, isn't it? That is a thing.
Like,
now.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Yeah, no, I was like, I guess last night we were all making a bucket list of, like a bucket list of, like, places to visit. And everyone was like, oh, like, maybe, like, a rooftop would be cool, or, like, the mountains would be cool. And then I was, like, going through this weird random bucket list we should make. And then one of them was like, what's a weird place people would meet and kind of, like, have a relationship in? And one of them was like, oh, like, strictly, like, through emails. Like, what is that called? Like, is there a specific way we only, like, talk to each other through emails, like, in a love way? Pen pals. Yeah, pen pals or something like that, yeah. And then, like, another one was, like, with the current day, I guess could be, like, virtual reality. It's just so weird to think about.
Yeah. Like, we're really going into that era, and it's really scary, and it's going really fast.
And I imagine the catfishes on that. That's going to be unreal.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you, like, watch the show Catfish, but it's actually crazy, like, what people do and, like, what extent they go to. And, like, this was, like, time ago, but, like, there's, like, some people that will, like, make, like, fake, like, Facebook profiles of, like, families. Like, like, their own, like, their fake families. And then they would be, like, oh, yeah, like, this is my sister, this is my brother. And, like, their whole, like, entire, like, profile would be, like, fake. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. Like, that was, like, crazy. Like, I would watch the show and my mouth would, like, just be open. I'd be, like, oh, my God, like, people have so much time on their hands that, like, they just do this stuff, and it's insane.
I mean, like, there's always the TV shows where they finally catch up with them, and they're like, hey, like, are you this person?
And yeah, and then they meet. Yeah. Yeah, they, like, meet, like, finally. And they look completely different.
Are you Amanda?
It's, like, fully, like, a man or, like, a woman. They're like, oh, I thought you were, like, a girl. It's, like, a 40-year-old man.
It's, like, 6'5", like, yeah. Bald, like, yeah, I'm Amanda.
Yeah, it's sad. Like, shout out to people who've been catfished before. Like, it sucks. Like, anyways. Okay. If you could have a celebrity as your wing woman for a night out, who would it be, and what would you hope to learn from them about dating?
Charlie Jordan.
Okay.
Oh, she is the most precious thing on this earth. Oh, my God. I don't need to learn anything. I just need to, like, learn how to get her, honestly. Like, okay. I think that's, like, the most... Yeah, I'm just kidding. Celebrity woman to be a wing woman. Probably... Any celebrity or does have to be a woman?
Anyone.
Dr. Phil.
What?
Dr. Phil. He'd be a great wingman. Because he's a therapist, right? And he, like, knows the aspects of, like, love culture.
He's been in, like, some controversies where he wasn't, like, an actual
therapist. Steve Harvey, then. Steve Harvey's a great answer.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's a great answer. Because, like, he really, like, dials down and tells people, like, hey, like, this is what love is. And this is how you know you love each other. And this is, like, the aspect of, like, things you should go. These are the lengths you should go through.
That's Steve Harvey. That's a good answer.
I love his mustache, too.
I don't know who mine would be.
Oprah. Ellen DeGeneres. Oprah
Love Ellen. Actually, no.
Ellen,
she's been mean.
Ellen?
Yeah. Wait, Miss Ellen girl.
What has she been doing?
I think she was, like, rude to her, like, her staff or something. She's, like, really mean to them.
I did not hear that. I mean, I haven't watched it in a while. There's a lot.
Yeah, I used to love Ellen DeGeneres. When she would bring, like, all, like, the celebrities or, like, just random people and just give them things.
I was so jealous of that. Watch that.
Do you remember that Alex from Target?
Was a thing? Yeah.
Or,
Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. And he got, like, a bunch of vans.
Lifetime supply
of vans. Yeah, lifetime supply of vans. That's great. And I feel like our generation's Ellen DeGeneres is David Dobrik.
I love that man.
Yeah, he's a good... Actually, no.
Slovakian.
Yeah, he's Slovakian. Rep Slovakia.
Slovenian.
Slava, you Slovakia. No, David Dobrik, I feel like he would be... No, David Dobrik would be good.
Because
he did hook up Karina and Todd up.
Yeah.
And then they're
also
still
gives people's, like, cars.
Yeah.
His friend's like, here you go, he's
hey,
a man.
Hey, like, you want to date Gabe? I'll give you a brand new Tesla if you do. Like, yeah.
Thanks, King. Okay.
I'd ask Steve Harvey how to get with Charlie Jordan. Yeah.
Okay, go ask him.
Yeah.
Go. Okay, last question, and then we'll take a little break. Are traditional romantic gestures, like sending flowers or writing love letters, still relevant and appreciated in Gen Z dating context, or are they outdated?
100%, they are way relevant now still.
Yeah.
I think that's the most beautiful thing, is that you're keeping some traditional values in love, right? My dad still brings my mom flowers almost, like, every day whenever he has time. And my mom appreciates it, right? And this
That's
is, like...
so cute.
And watching the way your parents love each other is, like, really valuable, because you kind of, like, put it into your perspective, right? Like, you're like, okay, like, what if I bring my girlfriend and my loved one, like, flowers? And I know there's been a lot of fights in couples, like, oh, he never brought me flowers. Oh, he never brought me Starbucks. And to me, it's like, hey, it's like a 5-second gesture. You go out of your way to, like, buy them something that is meaningful. Yeah, no, if my girlfriend went out of her way and said, hey, babe, I brought you food, I'd be like, oh, well, thank you so much. Or, like, I went out and bought her flowers, her favorite flowers. I always did that, too, right? I always would buy all my ex's flowers. Like, hey, like, I thought about you today on the way home, so here's some flowers, take them.
That's so cute. Yeah, no, I agree. Like, it is still very relevant. Like, if you're not doing that, like, just, like, even, like, the tiniest things.
Yeah.
It's still so important.
I think, no, there's a lot of things you got to do for your ex, right? Like, do a lot of things that, like, I think one thing that I realize is the most key important thing is that doing something without them asking. So I remember, like, one of my exes ran out of tampons. I just went out. I was like, oh, she's out. I'll just go buy her some.
Yeah.
So in case, like, the time comes, she has some. Or, like, oh, like, she doesn't have this. I'll just go out and buy it for her. Like, there's no need.
Yeah.
So it's the little things that you do that really, like, it's a stepping stone in the relationship for the right place.
And it makes you feel so good.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you got me. Okay. Okay, we're going to take a little breaky poo and we will be right back. And we're back.
Welcome back.
Sorry for the very long break. We have another guest on. His name is Daniel.
Hey,
he's
guys.
A fellow peer.
Hey, guys. I'm Melissa's favorite boyfriend, I hope.
Oh, man.
I mean, he's there.
He's the best one. Okay. Also my BFFy.
Okay, so we have a little segment called Am I the Asshole? And we're just gonna read out Am I the A-holes from Reddit. So I'm gonna start off. And it's Am I the A-hole for telling my sister-in-law it's not my fault, you are poor, and I'm not paying you for you to join the vacation. Mm. So this is about my brother's wife, Hannah. My brother is military, and he is gone for long periods of time. She lives off of what he makes and doesn't have a job herself. Not to mention she was pregnant, but he was gone for 6 months at this point. She miscarried, but it was clear the whole family, she cheated on him. Ooh. So I don't really like her. I make good amount of money and is child-free. There's a girls' trip coming up, and you pay your way. All the women of the family were invited, and everyone said yes but Hannah. I got a call from her today asking for me to pay for her ticket so she could go on the vacation. I told her no, and she went about us being family, that she can't afford it if someone doesn't pay for her. I was annoyed at this point and told her it's not my fault she is poor. I'm not paying for her to go on vacation. She started calling me a jerk, so I hung up. She was blowing up my phone, and people are messaging me what happened. Am I the a-hole?
I mean, if he's got the money, I feel like help someone out. However,
but she cheated on him.
Oh, then yeah, she's completely the a-hole.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I would never pay for someone if they cheated on my brother.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, that's just completely disrespectful. That's like disrespectful to the family.
That's in like the main thing. Like, she like fully cheated on him.
I mean, the fact that she was even invited, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that they're still together. Yeah, literally. I don't think so. That's like, the invitations is more than enough.
I would say if she didn't cheat, then everyone could probably, like, you know, crowd pool everything together and probably pay her thing.
Like, start a GoFundMe. Like, not the a-hole. She can get a job instead of sitting on her rear while her husband is away.
Oh, so she cheated on him while he was deployed.
Yeah.
Oh, she. Wow.
To all the army guys, be careful with your woman.
What's that meme with Gordon Ramsay? You know, I'm not going to say it.
No, like, she lives off of what he makes and doesn't have a job herself. Anyways. Okay, next.
I guess I can go next. am I the a-hole for telling a disabled joke to a disabled person? For context, what do we think so far? Yes, no, is he the a-hole?
Maybe, yeah.
Danny?
Potentially, but you don't know if it's a, like, what type of joke it is.
Okay. I'm going to say no. For context, I have intrusive thoughts that cannot go away, and also I have a few family members with a genuine disabilities. I am used to telling jokes with understanding that everyone will see it as just a thought and not some deep harbored sentiment that I have about someone. To me, jokes are just the sake of breaking the norm. So I was being introduced into one of my friend's friends who had pretty bad motorcycle accident and lost his right leg from the knee down. He lost his left arm and the elbow, and we shared the same interest in turning motors. I work in electric, and he had a combustion, so we're interested in that he say we could do things together. Whoa, okay, interesting. He has now refused to talk to me anymore because my first comment was, were you riding that brand new BMW S1000 I see? He replied, no, I was on a Suzuki. I don't think BMW made the S1000 when I was riding. Why do you think that? I said, because I heard they cost arm and a leg. My friend about died laughing. I was trying to break the ice, letting him know that I was going to be just as brutal joking on him as I'm with everyone else. Because, you know, we're just guys hanging out. He left the pub and did not come back in. I don't drink, but I do eat free peanuts while I watch TV and hang out with my friends who drink. Anyways, he apparently is mad at my friend for laughing at the joke and now won't talk to me either. We literally just joke on each other all the time. I figured this guy was one of us. Am I really the a-hole for this, or is this guy overreacting to a friendly jab?
Okay, what are people saying?
You are the a-hole, LOL, I don't even know where to begin because you have this default expectation that everyone will enjoy your jokes. Okay. Sheesh, just apologize to him if you can. I think that's the least you can do there.
Honestly, I see that perspective. Like, you never know. Like, it's traumatic.
I would say he's not the a-hole because his intentions weren't actually malice.
I agree, 100%. Because it's just a joke, right? And being in the rider community, I think motorcycle accidents can happen very rapidly without even expecting it. But you know, when once you get an accident, as soon as you sit down on a motorcycle, you just know what the outcome's gonna be. Like, there's a chance that you could die. So
I guess, yeah.
I feel like it's something you should embrace when you're riding a motorcycle. So always, like, you know, life is short, so make it shorter by riding a motorcycle.
Yes. If life's gonna be short, make it fun while it lasts.
And honestly, like, if you're going to be with a bunch of people that make jokes all the time, you would assume that everyone else makes jokes.
No, 100%.
And he gave a warning, right?
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to be brutal on you guys. I'm going to be brutal on all my friends. And then guy jokes are different, right? Everyone's going to be, like, going bro for each other's jokes. Throats. Oh, 100%.
Growing out.
It's bromance. Yeah, no, everyone's going to be brutal. The guy jokes are, like, they get brutal for one another. But at the end of the day, we always love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's actually from the heart, you know? They actually care.
I agree. It's from the heart.
Okay, next one.
Am I the a-hole for ordering burgers when my wife said she didn't want burgers and told me she didn't want anything? Me and my wife were trying to order food together on Uber Eats because we had some credits on it running out today. As he used them. And I gave her my phone to decide what she wanted. I suggested that we get burgers since they were buy one, get one free. And it could stretch out our credits a little further. But she said she didn't want burgers. I told her that's fine and she can choose wherever she wants to eat food from. And I'll order from the same place, too. After she scrolled through the list of restaurants, she told me she couldn't choose, got frustrated, and said she didn't want anything and told me to order something for myself. Then she stormed off into the bedroom. I went in after her to ask her if she didn't want anything and to ask her what was wrong a couple of times. And she repeated that she didn't want anything. And to order for myself and to leave her alone. I proceeded to order something, and she was really mad about that. I went to pick up the food, and she told me that I am the a-hole. Am I the a-hole?
No.
What are people saying?
Some people are saying you're not the a-hole, and some people are, because they said, like, you should know your wife and then pick the right food.
Wow. Okay. I mean, like, I don't think so, he is.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like she said she didn't want anything.
Okay, you girls lie, though.
We do.
Girls lie.
We do.
I'm sorry, like, whenever...
We do lie a lot.
Oh, I don't want anything. The next thing you know, oh, can I have one of that? Oh, can I have one of that? Then, like, it's literally just have my whole meal.
Yeah, just take it.
Just take it. Like, whenever we go to Chick-fil-A, you're like, okay, just have a little fry. And then, boom, the whole burger's gone.
I would say, like, he might be the a-hole because he doesn't realize that, like, his girlfriend or wife actually wants something. So he should have just ordered her something and then just made her eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. In that perspective, yeah. It is very...
I mean, like, the logical perspective is that he's not the a-hole. But, like, when you use, like, girl logic, like...
Girl math.
Girl math. Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
Girl math.
Yeah, no. You just gotta know, like, for your wife, you just gotta buy her something.
It's your wife, too. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, he had extra credits. Like, come on. Get her a fry.
He was balling out.
Get her a fry, at least.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay. Next one. Am I the a-hole for telling my husband I didn't want to use the bath mats his parents gave us 10 years ago anymore? Am I the a-hole for telling my husband, the bath mats his parents gave us weren't my style. We recently renovated our bathrooms, and I thought the bath mats needed an upgrade to match. My husband was really, really upset and said, what's wrong with the old mats? So I responded that they are 10 years old, and furthermore, I didn't even pick them out. They were a gift from his parents. He was livid and said that I was being super rude and offensive, and he was going to give them back to his parents, saying I'm ungrateful. Then he started to berate my parents, saying that he's going to tell them how much he doesn't like their gifts. Okay. I was caught off guard because I didn't really mean to insult his parents. I was just simply making the point that they weren't something I had picked out. Plus, that was four bathrooms ago, and they don't match our current place, even putting aside the fact that they're 10 years old. He's been giving me the silent treatment since then, last night, and then told me to do the kids' drop-offs and pickups myself this week. He also angrily tossed and turned yesterday, shouting that he's so mad he can't... I tried to be calm and said I apologized and didn't mean any of the insults, and I'm still learning his trigger points. And he can please consider that he misinterpreted me. And can he please consider that he misinterpreted? He got even more mad and told me to get off my high horse. Is this a gross overreaction, or was my comment really offensive? For context, he is very frugal and doesn't like to spend money on anything.
You can keep going. You're doing great.
For context, he is very frugal and doesn't like to spend money on anything, so sometimes I will just make purchases anyways if I think it's too much and worth the argument after. Am I the a-hole?
What are the people saying?
Not the a-hole. This is a really weird thing to get mad about. Do you have to walk on your tiptoes around him? Normally, I guess he's sensitive
about everything. Could it be like... maybe something in the back, like in the past, that's triggering him, maybe?
But it's a bath mat.
I feel like it's not the actual bath mat that is the issue. It's more so something deeper in the relationship that she doesn't want to, like, bring up or talk about, because there's no way he would actually get super angry over just some bath mats. Like, if they're not, like, sentimental or anything like that, like, he's just choosing that to be his battle.
Maybe they're getting close to a breakup, and, like, I feel like he's just trying to find trigger points that kind of, like, in his head pushes her away more and more.
She said, she responded to some people, she was like, appreciate your comments and concerns, everyone. I didn't mean to mislead folks. We received the bath mats 10 years ago, but didn't use them for all 10 years. Mostly they sat in our linen closet until this year. But I wanted to change them out and keep them as backups. But as people said, it's not about the bath mats. He has no attachment to them and probably didn't even know where we got them, if I didn't say so. At this point, I suppose I use this thread as validation. I'm not going crazy. We've been to counseling several times, so I'm bracing myself to take the next steps.
Yeah, exactly. I think group therapy, like relationship therapy, should like kind of enhance your love.
I feel like based off the messages and everything related to that, there's no communication, and they're probably going to break it off pretty soon, as they should.
Yeah, okay.
It's better for the both of them, right, if they do break it off.
I mean, you're getting mad over bath mats.
Yeah, exactly. I have one here. I think it's quite the story. Am I the a-hole for telling my extended family how many men, roughly, my sister has slept with after she outed our youngest brother as a virgin? Wow, okay. So, the story starts. We had a family dinner this evening. My family has four kids in total. Me, my elder sister, 29 female, younger sister, 24 female, and the youngest brother, 22 male. Extended family attended our family dinner, so all of our significant others, our cousins, aunts, and uncles, etc. During the dinner, my eldest sister and youngest brother got into a mild disagreement. My sister seemed, at least to me, to be coming across as very aggressive out of frustration and losing said argument. The two of them were too absorbed in the arguments to realize that the rest of us were getting a bit fed up. Eventually, my sister got really fed up and said, "Shut up, I'm not going to argue with a 22-year-old virgin." My brother hadn't done any personal attacks up until that point. It was completely unprovoked. I think it might have been the alcohol, as my sister is a mean drunk. Anyways, I immediately told my sister to grow up and that she was making an embarrassment of herself. She replied by saying everyone knows he's a virgin and she didn't say anything wrong. This annoyed me as my bro definitely has confidence issues and doesn't need to be made fun of like this. So I responded by saying how she slept with well over 100 men while she was in college. And that, since everyone in the family knows it, this is not a big deal, right? Turns out her husband didn't know this amazingly. I genuinely assumed he must have known. He left the party angrily, saying that my sister misled him about her past. Family is blaming me for this marital problems. I refused to accept it. I did nothing wrong. My sister bullied my brother in front of everyone, and all I did was give her a taste of her own medicine.
That's kind of crazy.
Like,
that's, whoa.
Everyone, I mean, everyone's a 50-50 split. Like, everyone says either you're the a-hole and you're not the a-hole. I think, like, I guess the worst part of it all is how she kind of lied to her husband about her past. I feel like you got to be open with your partner and kind of tell him, like, hey, like, this is what I did in high school. This is what I did in university. This is what I did in college. Like, this is who I am. And, like, are you willing to accept me for who I am?
Yeah.
And if they are, then that's just true love.
Because if you're going, like, that far down in the relationship and you, like, haven't really...
Yeah, I mean,
spoken about that.
I mean, everyone, like, to their own, right? But I feel like it would be better to have, like, an open relationship and, like, just tell them, like, hey, like, this is what I did. Like, just be open about your past and there's nothing to really hide.
Yeah. What are people saying?
Yeah, as I said, like, 50-50.
Yeah, a lot of the comments says everyone sucks here and then not, you are not the a-hole. You were looking out for your little brother and you fought with the truth. If your sister can't take the truth... She shouldn't dish it out. She also shouldn't have kept it away from her husband.
Yeah.
Which I agree. She should have told her husband that. And he should have knew, like, should have processed that.
I mean, even being 22 years old and a virgin, like, that's okay. I mean,
yeah, that's fine. Everyone
at their own pace, right?
Yeah.
I mean, at that age, I was like, it still gets scary to this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do have quite a few kills, like,
And it's not necessarily, like, at all a bad thing. I know we have hookup culture right now, but, like, I know for a fact that the more partners you have in the past actually affects your divorce rate. So if you have a lot of partners, you're way more likely to divorce.
Yeah. No, because, like, so you start comparing your partner with the past. So, like, with my current girlfriend, I'll be like, oh, like, she's not, like, her, like, back in the day. Or, like, oh, she's not like this girl. She doesn't kiss like this girl. So it kind of, like, you start... taking her imperfections with the perfections of girls in the past. So, like, you're comparing one girl with, like, 10 other girls, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but if you love them, you wouldn't compare them to...
No.
But you will subconsciously compare them.
Yeah. Or you start thinking about one of your exes while you're dating someone. It's weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
I mean... I think we've all done that at some point.
Hey, next one.
Am I the a-hole for telling my sister if she doesn't go to the funeral due to her fear of dead people, she will blow up all her relationships? My sister and I are pretty close and we're friends with Kat. Kat recently passed away and her funeral viewing is this weekend. My sister Sammy has a fear of the dead. She strongly believes in ghosts and even has trouble with any meat due to her beliefs. I called her up and told her I can pick her up to do... pick her up on Saturday, since I knew she was having car trouble. She informed me that she will not be going. I asked her why, and she told me she can't be around a ghost. I asked her if she was joking and told her if she can just stand in the back where everyone is expecting her, it'll be fine. I told her she needs to go or she will blow up all her relationships, including me. She said that won't happen, and I told her that family will never forgive her. I don't think I will either, since we have known her for years. She hung up, and I got a call from my mom for making her cry and being a jerk for telling her what will happen if she doesn't go to the funeral.
Wow. I mean, it's honestly her fault. Like, I don't think so. There's much to say. Like, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Danny?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's the a-hole in that instance.
No, what are people saying?
I mean, a lot of people are saying she is the a-hole. Because regardless of how ridiculous her fear is, it's not her place. It's not your place to decide if she comes to your funeral or does not attend.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
It also looks bad on you. If you don't show up to a person's funeral, if you're close to them, it like really portrays a bad image of you.
But at the same time, I can understand, like, the other person, like, if that's a real fear, other people, like, grieve differently, and she will probably pay her respects in private.
Yeah.
I think the funeral is a lot more for, like, show and things like that, and for people to, I guess, gather their thoughts, but I don't think everyone gathers their thoughts in the same way. So I don't, honestly, I think this girl might be the a-hole in my eyes.
Mm. Out of the box thinking.
Yeah, because I would say that, like, a lot of people, they all process death differently. Yeah, some people might celebrate death in a sense. Like, when someone dies, like, they might, let's say, party hard or something to, I guess, really embrace life and, like, the life the person had.
Yeah, no, I see that
perspective. And then other people might be, like, crying or feeling really down. But some people might be like, hey, like, you only live once, so might as well, like, truly enjoy life. So they might actually feel a boost from it.
Ooh. Like a YOLO.
Literally.
Yeah, we've all that YOLO thing back in there. Like, you
just definitely not YOLO. Talking from experience.
Oh,
yeah, YOLO was such a big thing.
Oh, I remember, like,
you only live once.
Like, what
it was like plastered everywhere.
Yo, dude.
Yeah. Like, who started? Who came up with that? Do you know?
I don't know. Probably like
Drake.
Probably Jackass.
Jackass. Funny.
Because I mean, they did do all the things Lydia as like you would live once. Their stunts were insane.
Yeah. The Harlem Shake. We're just reminiscing.
The good old days.
Literally.
We're not that old, right?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I think we have time for, like, one more. Okay. Am I the a-hole for refusing to pay for my sister's wedding dress? I, 28 female, have a younger sister, 25 female, who's getting married next month. She has always been very spoiled and entitled by her parents, who are very wealthy. She has a habit of demanding expensive things and throwing tantrums if she doesn't get them. She asked me to be her maid of honor, which I agreed to, even though I didn't really like her fiancé. He is a jerk who cheats on her and treats her poorly, but she's too blind to see it. She also asked me to pay for half of her wedding dress, which costs $10,000. I was shocked and refused. I told her that it was not my responsibility to pay for her dress, and that she should either buy a cheaper one or ask our parents for money. She got angry and called me selfish and jealous. She said that I was trying to ruin her wedding and that I didn't love her. She also said that I owed her because she paid for my college tuition when our parents cut me off. This is true, but only because I chose to study something that they didn't approve of, which is art history. She started a business and got a full scholarship, so she didn't need their money. She only paid for my tuition because she wanted to control me and make me feel guilty. She has been harassing me ever since, calling me and texting me every day, begging and threatening me to pay for her dress. She even got our parents involved, who sided with her and said that I was being unreasonable and grateful. They said that they would cut me off completely if I didn't pay for the dress. I feel like I'm going crazy. I don't think that I'm the a-hole here, but everyone else seems to think so. Am I missing something?
In the comments?
Not the a-hole, 41%.
Oh, wow.
You are the whole 17%.
And then everyone sucks here at 35%, which I would go with that, because she did something really nice for you, and she did pay for your college tuition while your parents cut you off, and clearly you still
Yeah, but then she got a full scholarship. for business school.
Well, no, no. Her sister got a full scholarship, and she decided to pay for her sister's stuff. So, like, I don't know how much university is for most people, but it's around, like, $40,000, $50,000. And just paying $5,000 to make sure those relationships with your sister and your family are great, like, that should be a no-brainer. She should pay the $5,000, even though, like, she's not the a-hole in my eyes. I think it still makes sense. Like, it's a better trade-off to pay for the actual
wedding. She paid for her college tuition to make her, to control her.
I would say that it might be, like, a victim mentality that she has, and she just thinks that her sister was just controlling her. But, like, would you rather want $50,000, or would you want to, I guess, guide your sister the right way?
I know that they I think family has no price tag on it.
So I totally think that she should pay the $5,000, because, like, you only have one family, and it's really $5,000 going to be the end all be all.
Also, her fiancé cheats on her and treats her poorly.
I mean, regardless of that, she still should pay the $5,000, because it's, like, $5,000 to maintain proper relationships with your parents. And I would say, like, since she did pay for the schooling, like, she should at least pay the $5,000 back. Like, technically, you could say that, like, she's not the asshole, but I would say you're the asshole if you don't pay the $5,000.
Yeah.
Like, how ungrateful would you be to not put up $5,000 when someone pays for your whole university?
I think you're, like, I mean, yeah, you're paying, like, what, 1/10 of what she paid for you, in a sense. She's about to, she's about to fork up, what, $50,000?
She could be in student loans right now for $50,000.
Yeah. That is true.
And she did choose a major that her parents disapproved of, and her sister supported her for those 5 years or 4 years.
Yeah. Okay. When you put it like that, that makes sense.
I think this girl might be also, like, quote-unquote, kind of like her sister, where selfish and jealous. I think she's actually jealous of her sister
getting married. Yeah.
Also, like, some of these posts, like, they don't really tell the full story.
It's only one-sided, right, to make themselves seem like they're the better person.
Yeah.
They're probably leaving out really important pieces.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, well, that concludes our episode. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure being on this radio show.
And I will see you all next Wednesday, 10 to 12. Bye.